All right, we got to do the little birthday thing. We were doing this topic like you can't wait to celebrate this. What you put? Oh, Todd, this is a good idea for your kids. Although you and Rachel seem to be managing this really well. I mean, at least Rachel
on the surface.
Okay, on the surface, yeah. Well, that's how everyone who's doing okay right now is only okay on the surface.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
We're all struggling. I mean, I think everybody's having a hard time in one way or another, and I feel, you know, kind of spoiled because I get social interaction because even though I'm, you know, single and, you know, but I have the dogs and they give me an excuse to get out and about. So I'm staying active, you know, I'm still coming into the studio to go to work. So I still get some kind of interaction. Our listeners, you know, we get that interaction. And then on top of that, that's it. I don't have kids. You know, I still have a job, like, you know, so I feel kind of spoiled. I know folks are having a much harder time than I am. So I'm trying to, you know. That's what
you're doing a good job cheering us up.
Yeah.
I saw someone's post and they said, I have never been so grateful not to have had children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really loving
that.
I mean,
it is nice to have the company, you know, I'm sure Kelly, you can speak to this too. It's nice to have the company, but you know, you got to keep them entertained sometimes, especially on days like this. Like, this is going to be one of those really long days. And you know, it's already starting out that way, you know, so.
Yeah, everyone in my family has already had a breakdown this week, and today's my first day without heart palpitations.
Hey!
Yay!
Ding, 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 ding.
We got some kind of celebration for everything, all right?
Yeah.
Kelly didn't have any heart palpitations today.
Come on.
So I got to say hello to, we got a call from little Toby, and Toby is called, and we were doing this topic, like this bucket list jar. This mom came up with this idea that I love, and I think a lot of people who listen will take this if you have the kids at home, and maybe even if you don't. But when you have that feeling like, oh, I wish I could do this right now, I wish I could do that. You know, you're going, oh, my grays are coming in. I wish I could get my hair done.
Yeah.
You know, or you're like, God, you know, I'm tired of cooking. I wish I could just go out. Well, I mean, but that's a bad example because you can go to restaurants and get takeout and curbside delivery and to dine in and Uber Eats and all that stuff, you know, if you live within certain areas.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things we wish we could do. We wish we could see a friend. Like, I wish I could go to happy hour, you know.
Mm.
And for the God, Toby called, and it's Toby's birthday today.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Six
years old. So you're going to get to celebrate. It's just going to be a little later than normal, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to have a little celebration for you on the radio.
Yay!
Okay. Happy birthday! Happy birthday, Toby! Toby's birthday!
Woo-hoo!
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye, Toby.
Bye.
Oh, Toby.
Oh. I love Toby.
So adorable.
I know.
I feel for kids who are like, you know, they look forward all year to their birthday, you know?
I know.
Oh, it's tough.
I'm six. Okay. So I got a question. Todd, your kids are 10. Your twins are 10. Kelly's got a 7-year-old and a 15-year-old, so I can already answer this question, I think, without even having to ask it, but I'll ask it anyway.
Okay.
Which kid's schoolwork is giving you the hardest time?
Wyatt's.
Wyatt's?
Yeah.
Not Riley's?
No, because I don't have to do anything for Riley.
He's like coloring and doing...
I have to actually get Wyatt to actually do it.
To do it, yeah.
Riley does it. Riley does it. I don't have to fight with her.
Right.
Really?
She's old enough where she's self-sufficient. She's reading her emails, the video chats.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
She's got it all under control.
She's got it.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Our kids are kind of like that too, Blake. They're 10. I mean, we realized last week when Brody missed out on like all of his assignments last week because
so
he was
glad
playing
it's not
Xbox.
Just me.
Oh no.
Yes.
No.
So we realized we had to, you know, be a little more managing, but he's back on track, and both of them are doing pretty well, we think, so far. It's tough, though, because, you know, unless you're in contact with the teachers on a daily basis, and for the most part, you're not, and you can't be to their defense, too. I mean, you know, they can't just be emailing and taking phone calls all day long from 22 different, you know, families.
Right.
So you got to trust that they're doing things right. And I think we're back on track now, but.
And I think
the younger ones, I can imagine, Kelly, yeah, are tough.
Well, I think
I didn't even think it, because what I was thinking was, like, the younger ones, you can usually help with their assignments. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're easier. They're easier assignments.
Oh, for sure.
And, well, and the math is easier and stuff like
that.
Well,
right. Yeah. Well, and like Todd uses math a lot in his job. But I mean, if it came to like geometry.
No.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't. I'd be like up a creek.
Right.
Really.
Google. Like Pythagorean theorem, you know?
Wow.
Sure. And on top of that, like, they do things differently now. Like, I learned long division a different way than they're doing long division. And I show them, okay, guys, here's how to do the, you get the answer. And they're like, Dad, what the heck is that? Like, it's like calligraphy or something. Like,
right.
You know?
Right. They look at that like you're writing hieroglyphics instead of English.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm going to put a note down for tomorrow on the show, maybe in like the 7 o'clock hour. What hour do you think we have teachers? Well, that's the other thing, is everyone's timing is off. Like, so Riley, your 15-year-old Kelly.
Yeah.
Does she get up as early as she would if it were normal school?
No, I think Jay forces her to get up at 8.
Okay.
And then she has school until 2 or 3 before she would be up at 5:30, or on the weekend she wakes up at noon.
Wow.
So.
Well, that's the other thing, is like, I'm not trying to say this as like doom and gloom guy, but I think one of the lasting effects is the lack of discipline. Like when we had routines,
sure.
You 100%. Get used to that discipline, and you have to be up at a certain time. You have to catch the bus. If you don't catch the bus, you're in trouble because mom isn't ready to drive you to school. You know, like all that stuff.
Yes.
And look, it's hard to keep that discipline going when you have parents that are working from home. It's not they're on vacation right now. Yes, the economy has slowed down and maybe business is drying up, but there's still work being done. You still have to check in and check out in the morning and in the evening. Like, it's not hard. It's not easy, rather. It's hard.
Yeah. It's really hard. And I think for Wyatt in particular, what I was talking to Riley about this yesterday is that it's not that he won't do his work. It's that I don't think he understands what's happening. Listen, none of us understand what's happening.
Right.
He thinks this is vacation. So he doesn't understand why he needs to sit down and do X, Y, and Z. And I can only explain so much.
It's like a long, long snow day.
Exactly. Yeah. Riley gets that, listen, I need to do this so I can be a junior next year and X, Y, and your kids are 10 and they get it. Like, Wyatt's like, we're on vacation. I don't have school. Why are you?
Right.
And Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because mommy's having a Truliant too.
Well, and that is also
true. That's another sign.
2 months time of him arguing with me to do it, then I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I can't. I don't have time. Well, I keep saying I don't have time.
Sure.
But like, you know. I don't have the
patience. But you're just as stressed too. Like
100%.
Yeah.
It's a very.
Well, maybe. So here's what I'm thinking. It's like, I don't know if this is really like a service, but maybe we can figure out like what subjects people are struggling with the most, and find a way to match them up with someone who doesn't mind stepping in to explain.
Yeah.
Because the teachers are overwhelmed. So not a teacher, but maybe like a former teacher. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Or like someone who...
Yeah, you need some sort of like tutor to help us out here, right?
I wonder if we could, you know, because some people may be stuck inside and that, you know, their knowledge may be something they can do with their time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then match it up with some parent who's trying to juggle video conference calls, but also needs to understand, you know, what is A squared plus B squared equals C squared, you know?
Or even for the younger kids to see Wyatt could see that Todd's kids are also working, like doing schoolwork.
Right.
I think that's also to be like, you're not the only kid that's doing this.
Yeah.
And then show, like, look, everyone is doing it.
Basically, we should just have a giant Zoom call with all of the main children.
While the parents are in the background making cocktails.
Truly. Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, because you know what we say when this is going on, Ina?
During a crisis, you know, cocktail hour can be almost any hour.
That's right.
Full circle.
That's right.